Okay. Back in August of 2016, the Kent County Health Department in Michigan investigated an outbreak of gastrointestinal illnesses associated with a varsity football team at a local high school. In Michigan, football is a big deal. On the east side of the state, we have Ann Arbor, Michigan, and the Michigan Wolverines, which is sort of the epicenter of football, in my opinion, as it is my alma mater. On the west side, we have Kent County, where this outbreak took place. The city of Grand Rapids has a population of approximately 2,000 people. This outbreak took place in a small town with a population of 6,000 people just north of Grand Rapids. So on August 24th, at about 1 p.m., the health department got a call from a doctor's office about a possible case of cryptosporidiosis. A doctor heard his patient's fellow football team member was sick with suspected cryptosporidiosis. His patient had a similar presentation with watery diarrhea. At 3:30 p.m., a local high school nurse reported approximately 30 out of 60 players were ill. And the following morning, on August 25th, Kent County Health Department received laboratory confirmation of its first case of cryptosporidiosis, and an outbreak team was assembled for a meeting. It included an environmental health division chief, sanitarians, a communicable disease nurses, epidemiologist, emergency preparedness coordinator, a communications manager, a health officer, and a medical director. And earlier in the week, players were seen vomiting on the high school football team on Monday, August 22nd, and Tuesday, August 23rd, during a preseason practice. Just to review, and Nicole mentioned some of this already, it's a disease caused by a parasite that lives in animals and humans and results in watery diarrhea with a whole array of other symptoms. It's transmitted via the fecal-oral route through water, uncooked food, soil, and sexual contact. The parasite has a hard shell and can live outside the body for a long periods of time, and it is resistant to bleach-based disinfectants. It has a 1 to 12-day incubation period. The average is 7 days, and it lasts for 1 to 2 weeks and can be treated with nitazoxanide. And our environmental health inspectors met with the athletic director on August 25th and inspected indoor portable electronic water storage tanks, the pool and pump room, locker rooms, the kitchen, the outdoor grills and concession stand, the irrigation wellhead, and connections on the field. Here they are inspecting the outdoor grills. And they also looked at the sports water hydration system on the football field, and this is a picture of that sports hydration system. The system was connected to an outside spigot without backflow protection and under continuous pressure, and it was not routinely sanitized and was exposed to the elements. A sample test was taken and later came back negative for coliform bacteria. The school water supply was soon ruled out as a source of illnesses, as it was noted other sports teams that had been practicing were not ill. And then the focus soon changed to other foodborne exposures. There had been a brown bag luncheon at a scrimmage on August 17, 2016, and a community event with the football team where food was served on Friday, August 19, 2016. It was called Hats and Brats. And then then we learned through interviews with mothers of football team members that there was a preseason Riverside camping retreat that players, coaches, and fathers attended prior to the onset of illnesses that took place on a private property along the Osable River. And this is a map of where the Osable River is. They traveled from Kent County in western Michigan, up north, where you can see the line on the left in blue, and then there's a map on the right of the branches of the Osable River, and they camped down in Roscommon County. Once details of the retreat were obtained, a case control study was conducted to identify exposures associated with illness. And a primary case definition was developed. A primary case was defined as diarrhea, three or more loose stools in a 24-hour period, or four or more gastrointestinal symptoms, such as nausea, abdominal cramps, vomiting, anorexia, or fever, occurring within 12 days of the retreat. Confirmed cases had a positive stool test for cryptosporidium. Controls attended the retreat but reported no illness. A secondary case definition was also developed. It was an individual who did not attend the camping trip and became ill by exposure to an individual who attended the camping trip. So person-to-person exposure. A probable case was defined as a case that lacked laboratory confirmation but was linked epidemiologically to a confirmed case. A survey was distributed online, and 81 out of 85 surveys were completed. And so this is our epidemic curve, and the first case occurred about 6 days after the camping retreat started, and it peaked on the ninth day, and I'll get into the reason why it peaked on the ninth day a little bit later. The primary case attack rate was about 50% of cases. There were 40 primary cases and 7 secondary cases and 34 controls. 100% of cases had diarrhea, and there were high percentages of all the array of other symptoms. Except for vomiting, there were only 43% cases of vomiting. In terms of age groups, 90% of the cases were players, were in the 10 to 19-year-old age category. And then coaches and fathers made up the older age categories in the primary cases. In terms of the secondary cases, in the 10 to 19-year-old age category, we had a couple of water boys that became ill. And then in the upper age categories, we had some mothers and sisters that became ill. And 30% of primary cases went to a primary care doctor, and 15% of primary cases went to the emergency room. The incubation period ranged from 7 to 12 days, with a mean of 6 days and a median of 9 days. And we found through our analysis that the football players engaged in a mud fight in the river, and this was strongly associated with illness, and this was statistically significant. They also swam in the river, and this was also strongly associated with illness, and this was statistically significant. And there is a whole story behind the mud fight, but I might have to talk about that in the question and answer period. This is our health officer, and we did hold a press conference and came out with what we thought what we knew was the organism that was identified in the outbreak, and what we thought was likely had led to the illnesses. So during this investigation, school and electronic surveillance reporting led to early identification of the parasite. Disease prevention interventions, including the cancellation of the first team's game, prevented further transmission. Cryptosporidium is found in river water and established by pollution. There were heavy rains in the area prior to the retreat, which potentially introduced the parasite into the river from surrounding fields. Players rinsed themselves off in the river prior to eating dinner and did not shower or perform proper hand hygiene. Thank you.
Thanks, Julie. I look forward to hearing details about a high school football mud fight during question and answer.